From Washington, this is VOA News. More demonstrations in Hong Kong. Afghanistan swears in a new president. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong are defying government demands to leave the streets of the Chinese territory, even as Beijing warns against foreign interference. Police fired volleys of tear gas at the protesters in the financial district of the city before pulling back at midday Monday because they said the protests appeared to be weakening. But the crowds grew again in the evening as people got off work. In Washington, the White House says it is closely watching the situation in Hong Kong, urging authorities there to show restraint and calling for protesters to be peaceful. Kurdish militias in northern Syria continue to clash with Islamic State militants on Monday as coalition forces capped off their first week of airstrikes with fresh attacks on militant positions in Syria and Iraq. U.S. Central Command says Jordan and the United Arab Emirates participated in the most recent coalition strikes in Syria. The joint forces hit Islamic State vehicles, weapons, and compounds in several parts of the country. On the second front of the battle against the Islamic State, the U.S. military says three airstrikes in Iraq hit militant vehicles near Kirkuk, Sinjar, and elsewhere in the country's northwest. The United Nations opened the headquarters of its new mission to combat Ebola, assembling a team in Ghana's capital, Accra, to coordinate the international response. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the mission will help to unify the response to the Ebola outbreak, coordinating international aid, and providing support to affected countries. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court began a hearing Monday on whether former Ivoirian minister and youth activist Charles Blaise Goudet should face trial on charges of crimes against humanity. Lisa Bryant reports.
This week's hearing at the International Criminal Court is to decide whether or not 40-year-old Blaise Goudet will face trial on four counts of crimes against humanity, including murder, rape, and persecution. At issue, violence in his native Ivory Coast between November 2010 and April 2011 after the presidential election between longtime President Laurent Gbagbo and Alassane Ouattara, the country's current president. Roughly 3,000 people were killed in the crisis. Blaise Goudet headed a militant pro-Gbagbo group called the Young Patriots that was blamed for a campaign of post-election violence. He denies the charges. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged the international community not to allow Iran to develop its nuclear capabilities and tied its fight against Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip to the larger global fight against Islamic State militants. Speaking to the UN General Assembly on Monday, Mr. Netanyahu criticized countries who have supported U.S.-led efforts to crush ISIS, as the group is also known, for not supporting Israel in its recent 50-day war against Hamas. Mr. Netanyahu also urged the international community not to sign a nuclear deal with Iran, allowing it to continue enriching some uranium. Fighting in eastern Ukraine killed at least 12 soldiers and civilians in another blow to an already shaky ceasefire. Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists exchanged shells and gunfire over the past 2 days near the rebel-held city of Donetsk. A Ukrainian military spokesman says a rebel shell hit an armored vehicle near the Donetsk airport. Three civilians were killed inside the city. A U.S. official says American troops will stay in Afghanistan beyond the end of the year, in a deal to be signed on Tuesday under the country's newly inaugurated president. The bilateral security agreement will allow about 10,000 soldiers to stay on when the international combat mission ends December 31st. The announcement came Monday as Ashraf Ghani officially took over of Afghanistan's president from Hamid Karzai. Election rival Abdullah Abdullah was also sworn in as the country's new chief executive in a power-sharing deal reached after months of a post-election crisis. India's new prime minister, Narendra Modi, will have dinner with President Barack Obama at the White House before more discussions Tuesday. The leaders are expected to focus on economic growth, with Washington concerned about India's failure to open its economy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.